This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
I enjoy meeting with you each weekday at this time to help you get your focus on God and spend some time with Him. The Bible tells us that we are transformed to be unlike the world around us and more like Jesus Christ. And the way that transformation happens is by the renewing of our minds. God wants to renew your mind. He wants to change the way you think about life, about relationships, about everything. The way He does that is through the Bible, through God's Word in your life. And as you take time with God every day and allow God's Spirit to take His Word and apply it into your life and speak to you deeply, profoundly, sometimes in ways that convict you, sometimes in ways that just encourage you and bless you. As you do that, your mindset is changed, and your whole life begins to change as a result. Don't ignore the importance of your time with God every day of your life. We're talking this week about developing a firm faith in God that will carry us through anything that we face. In John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus is talking about His imminent departure from the disciples as He is about to be crucified and then raised and return to the Father in heaven. And Thomas said to Jesus, "Lord, we do not know where You are going. How do we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through Me." You see, if you want to find God as the foundation of your life, if you want to be able to turn to God in those difficult times in your life, when you're facing circumstances that are way beyond your control, and you know that only God can help you now, if you want to be able to turn to God in your life, there's only one way to God, and that is through Jesus Christ. There's no other way. In the book of Acts, the Bible says, "There is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." God wants you to turn to Him. He wants you to find Him as the bedrock foundation of your life. He wants to love you. He wants to minister to you deeply. But that will not happen unless the problem that is between you and God is dealt with. And that problem is that you have done what is wrong so many times. You've thought what is wrong. You've said what is wrong. You've done what is wrong. And that separates you from God. You are morally guilty of breaking His moral laws. But Jesus Christ came into this world to substitute Himself in your place and take God's judgment on your sins when He died on the cross. God judged Jesus so that He could forgive you because the penalty has already been paid for your moral failures. What that means is they're gone. They're done. They're taken away. All that remains is for you to receive God's gift of forgiveness, turn to Him in faith, and say, "Oh God, I want a relationship with You. Thank You for making it possible when there's no way that I could do that." When you put your trust in Him like that, the Bible says those who came to Him, He will in no wise cast out. God will receive you. He'll welcome you. And He will forgive you. And you will begin a wonderful relationship with Him that becomes the center of your life. Yes, you can have a firm faith that sustains you in the difficult times in life because you have a living relationship with God. Do you need to turn to God in your heart right now and say, "God, please forgive me. Thank You for what Jesus has done for me." I'm John North.